thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna go out of order one more time and call case number 2, 22-007.
Morning.
Morning, Sergeant. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sergeant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K, representing Chief Fernando Spagnolo of the Waterbury Police Department.
Okay. Sergeant, I noticed in the package, I think, there was a Nick's hit. Is that correct?
Nick's hit, correct.
Okay, and that's still active?
Still active.
Okay.
With no expiration.
With no expiration. Okay. Sir, I think I saw from your filing that you do understand there is a Nick's hit on your record.
I do not understand that. I do not know what a Nick's hit is. I was cleared a background check in Waterbury. I was cleared a background check here. They handed me my license and I started to walk away and they came and said I need to talk to a detective in the hallway. And then they took my license and said I would receive something in the mail. That's when I received this, that I had to come to the Board of Connecticut Firearms, and here we are.
Okay, what a Nick's hit is, and perhaps one of the law enforcement people on the board would do a better job explaining it, but it's a disqualifier. So we're not entitled to grant your application based on the Nick's hit. Chief, are you able to explain that a little bit better than
I can? Yeah, it's a database of disqualifiers nationwide, basically.
Okay.
We cannot issue a permit to someone who's disqualified.
And what is a Nick's hit? How is that obtained? How is that? How does that occur?
Wait.
Yeah.
The situation is that something occurred in Virginia in your past. Do you remember that?
I do.
Well, that's the situation that we're talking about.
Okay.
We can discuss what happened in Virginia and what the Nick's hit says, but I think you know what it said, right?
I do not know, to be honest with you. It was over 33 years ago? 33 years ago?
20 years ago.
That's impossible. It had to be at least 30 years ago. I've been living in Connecticut for over 25 years. I've been living in Connecticut.
I have it as 2003.
Yes, yeah, that's
11/19/2003.
Okay.
And it was updated to 11/2004.
And I believe that was updated prior to 2003, because I was living and working in the state of Connecticut at the time of 2003.
Okay, do you remember in your applicant questionnaire, were you state the reason for your revocation about the computer said you signed over your rights? You remember that?
I was told that by the officer downstairs after they handed me my license and I was walking away.
Okay,
and I told him that I would never have signed away my rights at 20 years of age.
All right, well, sir, based on the record, we cannot grant your application. Perhaps you could consult with an attorney to see what that is. We can proceed with your appeal, but you're going to lose. So the option would be what we gave to the last appellant, which is we can't grant the appeal. So you can withdraw. We can proceed, but you'll lose your case, in which case you'd have to disclose that you've lost an appeal before the board going forward.
But if you do withdraw and you somehow
remove the next
get
hit.
That removed,
yes,
then we can hear your appeal, and I'm sure that, if everything else is in order,
okay,
there wouldn't be
we may not have to hear your appeal.
Right. Well,
that's actually
got
true.
You.
They may issue.
Got you.
But
okay.
This has to get removed because our hands are tied on this.
Okay,
one.
So I would have to go to the state of Virginia and
I don't know about having to go to the state of Virginia. I think you should investigate that with an attorney. Who's
and what does Nick, okay, NICS, N-I-X, just so I know what to tell the lawyer.
N-I-C-S.
Okay.
Do you have a pen? Do you want to write that down?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's an instant criminal background check, so when you go to a gun dealer to buy a gun, that's the system they use. So you're entered in that system. They can't sell you a gun.
Okay.
They can't give you permission to possess a pistol permit because of that restriction.
Okay.
And that's anywhere in the country.
All right, appreciate that.
If you just Google Nick's FBI, it'll tell you the appeal process.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right on the website.
Appreciate that.
Okay, sir. So just for the record, you'd like to withdraw your case?
Yeah, I guess so that way I can take care of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I'd like to withdraw my case.
And there won't be a negative inference on your record.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. You're all set.
Thank you for hearing me,
Sergeant.